Blog Talk Radio.
But now you are free from the power of sin and every complaint of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do the things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord.
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I'm your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett. I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. And Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty good God we serve. This is a day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm glad about it. And what about you? You know, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. And I'm sure you can attest to that as well. If it had not been for the Lord Jesus Christ who was on our side, where would we be? Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and it was the Word became flesh, and Jesus is the Word, and he dwelt among us, and his Word is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. And I'm just so glad to know the true and living God for myself, because it is he that giveth us power to get wealth. Amen. Jesus Christ tells us it's in him that we live, we move, and we have our being. For there is none righteous, not one, but Jesus Christ, the soon and coming King. He is our Lord. He is our King of kings. He Lord of lords and host of hosts. And he's an awesome, mighty good God. He also is what? A wonderful counselor, a mighty God. He's a Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father is he. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. I'm just so glad that I know Jesus, because he saved me from sin, from sinking deep in my sin. And I just thank and praise God that I can continue to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. You know, I'm an author and of a book, Get Up, Get Out, and Do Something. But Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. What? Jesus Christ tells us without faith, it is impossible to please him. Amen. So it is through faith, grace, and mercy. Jesus said it's not by works, but it's by grace are you saved. Through faith. Hallelujah. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Our topic today, we're talking about Jesus has set us free. Why should we be bound? Jesus set us free. Why should we be bound? You don't have to be bound when Jesus has already set you free. We're going to go to Galatians, the fifth chapter, and we're going to be reading just the focus verse, and that's Galatians, the 5th chapter, and the 1st verse. Galatians, the 5th chapter, and the 1st verse. And I'll give you time, if you don't have your Bible, to get your Bible so you can share in the feast, in the breaking of bread. Because the word of God, Jesus said, he is the bread of life. Amen? So he will fill our bellies, and he said he'd also fill our cup. Amen? He'd fill our cups, and our cup would overflow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's feast on the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm just glad about Jesus. Galatians, the 5th chapter. And thank God for my mom, Ernestine Head, tuning in today. And my Aunt Jean, tuning in and from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you so much to Mom and Aunt Jean. We love you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Amen. Galatians 5 and 1. It reads, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your living word. We thank you, Father God, that we don't have to be bound when you died to set us free. We thank you for the liberty. You said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we thank you for your Holy Spirit being in this broadcast in Jabez Radio One Airways. And we thank you for the listeners, Father. We ask that you will bless each one, Father, one by one and name by name. Bless them in their circumstances, Father, in their situation. Father, whatever their heart's desire is, do exceeding and abundantly above all they can think or ask. But, Father, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church and allow your anointing, Father God, that removes every burden and destroy every yoke of bondage, be upon them now and forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In Galatians 5, we read about Paul and the circumcision telling the Hebrews that they needed to be circumcised, and that was under the law of Moses. And Jesus, we said earlier, he says, it's not by works, it's by grace, amen, that we are saved, lest any man should boast. So if we're going to make our boast in anything, it's not our works, whether we've been circumcised as the male or, you know, following the works of man, if you will, but it is according to our what? Our faith. See, Jesus Christ, he says, it's according to your faith that you will be made whole. So without faith, Jesus Christ tells us we can't please Jesus without faith. It's impossible to please him because he wants us to trust in him and totally depend on him. Whatever comes, whatever situation arises, he wants us to trust and lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. Amen. Jesus Christ tells us in the word of God about the anointing. The anointing, he says, removes the burden and it destroys the what, yoke of bondage. So if Jesus set us free, why should we be bound? We shouldn't have to be bound by anything or anyone because we have been free. And the Bible tells us who the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen. And Jesus Christ is the Son of God. and they are all one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are one. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, it maketh intercession for us. Amen. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will fill your belly. We talked about this food that you're feasting on, the Word of God. It'll fill your belly, fill your cup. And the Holy Spirit, that it intercede, make an intercession for you where you can't even speak or you can't even utter what it is that God is saying to you in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Jesus wants us to know that he already paid the price. We don't have to follow man. We follow him. He says, Paul says, follow me as what? As I follow Christ. Because, see, if you follow man, then we're bound. Because man cannot put us in heaven, or man cannot put us in hell. Jesus tells us in Revelation that he has the keys to hell and death. Now, that's powerful. That's why his word, he says, is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Jesus has the key to hell and death. Why should we be bound? We don't have to worry what man can do to us, because Jesus said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Jesus told us also that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So if Jesus set you free, why should you be bound? There was a family member that mentioned to me, someone asked them to join a missionary group. And this missionary group was filled with cliques and traditions, if you will. And they denied the membership, the individual denied the membership to join and follow the man, because they said they were following Christ. Hallelujah. And that they were on the battlefield for the Lord. They didn't need to join a particular organization to be titled or labeled as a missionary. They were led by who? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells us to walk in the Spirit, and we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So let's look at the, let's go on down to in the fifth chapter of Galatians, in the 18th verse. See, now we're going to go back up to the 17th verse. So right in that same of Galatians, the fifth chapter, let's begin reading at the 17th verse. And it reads, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit. See there? The flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are what? Contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. See? That's bondage. See? When you walk in the flesh, that's bondage. We talked last week about being slaves for Christ Jesus. Amen? Not slaves to sin, but slaves for Christ Jesus, servants to our Lord Jesus Christ. 18 reads, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law, which is Galatians 5 is talking about the law of Moses when they were being circumcised. Everybody, we know what circumcision means, when a man is circumcised, following the works. See, works cannot save us. Amen? It's by grace that we are saved, lest any man should boast. Now, the works of the flesh in verse 19 are manifest, which are these. What does it tell us? Adultery. These are the works of the flesh. Fornication. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hatred. We hate people. That's of the flesh. Variance. Emulation. Emulation meaning the definition of emulation, you want to surpass someone else. It's almost similar to covetousness. You know, the Bible tells us in the, how the Lord said, don't covet in the commandments, don't covet thy neighbor's goods, want what others have. Well, emulation is when you try to surpass somebody else. You want to emulate or imitate what somebody else has, because what God has for you is for you. So don't try to be what somebody, who somebody else is. Be who God created you to be. Don't emulate or imitate. Be who God has called you to be. Wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness. You know, you envy people. I envy them. I've heard people say, oh, I envy you, or they tell people, I envy her. Why would you envy them? That's of the flesh. What God has for you is for you. Revelings and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, now this is the good part about it. You remember we talked just at the beginning of the broadcast about the table. This is, we at the table right now feasting on the word of God. Amen. And when we have a table, we have what we call in the South a spread. There's many things at the table, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Amen. But he says in 22nd verse, but the fruit of the Spirit. See, now we enter into the fruit. Now we're in the spiritual realm. We're not in the natural or the carnal, the flesh. We're in the spiritual realm. So spiritually at this table that we're at is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, tempering. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have what? Crucified the flesh. Crucified it. See, we decrease and Jesus allows Jesus to increase. Jesus tells us to examine ourselves daily. See, that he wants us to walk in what? The Spirit, not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So here we are. If, he says in the 25th verse, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So we can't be straddling the fence. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Provoking one another. We can't provoke people. Provoking people to anger. The Bible tells us tells the parents, provoke not your children to anger. We can provoke people, and that's a sin. And that's walking in what we're talking about? The flesh. So you don't have to be bound because Jesus set you free. He died on Calvary, and he left his comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He said it show you the things to come. He says he didn't want to leave you comfortless, that where he is, you may be also. But while you're here on earth, he left you his Holy Ghost, his comforter, to comfort you and lead and guide you in all truth while you're on this side of glory. Okay, amen, this side of heaven. And then he says, but as Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied my every groan. And as long as trouble rise, I will hasten to God's throne. So in Galatians 5, you can look at it later and look at and study the chapter and look at these things that Jesus is telling us. Well, this is the flesh, and we want to stay away from these things. we want to please be pleasing unto the Lord, amen, as dear children, amen. And we want to be obedient children because Jesus tells us what? Obedience is what better than sacrifice. Now, the word sedition, he says in here, sedition. If you look at the definition of sedition, it's conduct or speech inciting people to rebel against the authority of a state or monarch. So when we go against authority, then that's in the flesh. Because Jesus Christ, how so? You probably say, well, how is that so? Because Jesus tells us that all the powers that be are ordained by him. So everybody that's in political office, if they're in a spiritual office, the office of the Lord, all the powers, if they're the police in your community, the firefighters, the local church pastor, all those people, all those powers that be, the Bible says, are ordained by God. See, man can't ordain you. People, a lot of people, and thank God I have been licensed. But I was ordained by God. Yes, I have license because the world wants to see, where are you licensed if you get ready to go into a hospital to visit the sick? And if they're in intensive care and you're a minister and you want to pray for these people and these intense situations, then they want to see that they want to see a visible license. So this is why you have a license, but you are ordained by God. See, man can't ordain you. They can license you, but they can't ordain you. So if Jesus set you free, why should you be bound? And back to this relative who said, I am an outreach minister. And they said, I don't need an organization to approve me. Amen? Because Jesus said, what we said earlier, Jesus has the keys to what? Hell and death. So Jesus, he's keeping the record of everything that we do. And you know that we talked about the book, Get Up, Get Out, and Do Something. And that book I talk about, Faith Without Works, is dead. But guess what? We say Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? But guess what? Jesus has a good book, a great book, a book. This is the word of God. Amen? But guess what? He has the book, the Lamb's book. Oh, glory to God. The Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. My God from glory. He has the Lamb's book of life. And if our name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, Jesus help us all. I have a cousin that always says, every man for himself, God for us all. This is why Jesus Christ tells us, you choose this day whom you're going to serve. Life, death, blessing, or cursing. This is why he tells us, because he wants us to know that it's a choice. We have the right, see, to the tree of life. He doesn't force it on us, and he's not going to make us accept his, his calling. But he did tell us to make our calling and our election sure. Not only did he want us to make it sure, he tells us to walk worthy in the vocation wherewith you've been called. See, like I said, we don't have to envy anybody because guess what? What God has for you is for you. He created you and designed you for a purpose. You don't have to be bound by anyone or anything. Be led of the Holy Spirit so that your name may be in the book, the Lamb's book of life. See, where you can have eternal life with Jesus Christ. Now, eternity is forever. This life. It's only, the Bible says, life is a vapor. I was telling my older sister, Sherry, today, who's celebrating her birthday, and I thank and praise God for her still being here. And happy birthday, Sherry. That life is a vapor. It's gone. It's here one day and gone the next. And I mentioned to her, as I called her to wish her a happy birthday, I texted her and I told her how did she remember when she and my sisters were in our room, and I reminded them when we were young that we needed to live our life. We needed to make sure, make our calling election sure, because I told them we'll look up and we'll be 50 years old. And my God from glory, Jesus, that time has passed. See, today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. And Jesus wants us to set our hopes and our affections on things eternal. Think on those things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure and of a good report. Think on those things. Because in this life, ye shall have trouble. And the Bible tells you, consider it not strange, the fiery trial that's to try you. But Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus wants you to know that he has set you free. When he died, hallelujah, on Calvary, when he took all of the persecution, when they pierced him in his side, he took it all for you and for me. He laid his life down. He said, I lay my life down. Thank you, Jesus. No man can take my life. He said, I lay it down. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for us. He calls us friends. He loves us so much that he gave his life that you and I may live again and have the right to the tree of life. So this is why it's a choice. We have a right. This is a right. And he says, come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in a time of need, time of trouble. These are perilous times, trouble times. I haven't understood why people commit suicide when they have these riches and things. But these people are troubled. These are troubled people. And these people are in the flesh. Amen? Amen. And Jesus wants us to walk in the Spirit. Amen? That we may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But he said again in Galatians 5 and 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. And I know one of those fruits that I don't like that I just read, and I'm sure you can agree, is long-suffering. Long-suffering is a fruit, Jesus says in Galatians 5 and 22. We like the love, the joy, and the peace, and the gentleness, and the goodness, and the faith. But he said also the fruit, one of those fruits is long-suffering. Jesus tells us after you suffered a while, he says, I'll make you perfect. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says, I'll strengthen you, I'll establish you, and I'll settle you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So, one thing I know, we will have trouble. As Paul said, and Paul said, and if you marry, he said, you will have trouble. He says, if you marry, you shall have trouble. And you're going to have trouble in life. But one thing about the trouble, it doesn't last always. Be led by the Spirit of God. Don't be led by man. Don't be led by your carnal mind. Because remember, Jesus tells us, be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Amen. Amen. And think on those things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure. Hallelujah. And that are of a good report. Jesus loves you so much. And I love you too. Continue to pray for everyone. Look at the news. We see so many people in prayer. So it's so much to stay on our knees to pray about. Pray for celebrity. Pray for those that are in sin. Pray for those that are police and firefighters. There's trouble in the land. Pray ye for one another. But the Bible tells us when you pray in your closet, go in your secret closet. He says if he will, if you go in secret and pray for your brother or sister, guess what he said he would do? He will reward you openly. So don't even forget about fasting. Don't tell anyone if you're fasting. See, because if you tell them, then you have your reward. But go in secret, your secret closet. Pray for one another. Be your brother and sister's keeper and fast. And remember, do as unto the Lord. In all that you do, do it as unto the Lord. God bless you.
But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do the things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord.